Hello again, and welcome to the April of 2025 monthly Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your podcast discussionist host, Marv Pikla, and I want to get right to it. So this month, I want to discuss the importance and value of being innovative and kind of entrepreneurial in the public sector. I want to freelance a little bit this month and this time focus a little more directly on my favorite historic, you know, kind of innovative area, public sector entrepreneurship. Infusing non-traditional ideas into different aspects of helping people, agencies, education, businesses has and continues to be one of my major professional priorities. So if you can, sit back and take a listen to these thoughts about creating what I call a learn, grow, and earn marketing tour. Remember, this is public sector innovation. Creating a learn, grow, and earn marketing tour promotional item. So let me first give a little background of what this, you know, idea is all about. In most localities and agencies and organizations, you know, that are responsible for maybe workforce, education, literacy, basic needs, counseling, you got it. They're sprinkled out within multiple communities. And this service delivery arrangement is most often the result of resource, kind of what's available, space, and just history. Even though in the introduction of more advanced technologies should make it less complicated, the unconnected structure of these development opportunities for people still is out there. So, therefore, trying to find a user-friendly mechanism to help students locate and obtain the personal development services they need is like a continuous improvement challenge everywhere. So in spite of the social media advances and, you know, the quality efforts to maybe, you know, create the ultimate help system, citizens still get lost in that maze of public and private nonprofit service systems. Or in many cases, they even become personal development quitters because of their inability to understand the network and the multiple locations. So now, today, think about creating something that I call a learn, grow, and earn tour. It's a marketing methodology that's kind of based on the successful beer, wine, tour guide things, okay? Those maps that kind of identify all the locations and you can take a tour, you know, but instead of wine and beer places, you'd have workforce development locations, educational institutions, maybe literacy locations, you know, building entrepreneurship ideas locations, personal counseling. You can just think about it, all of those personal need options. If you looked at a map and that you had stars by each one of them and how and where they're located, how cool that would be. It'd be like a one-page marketing piece that would have colorful, you know, map, kind of a trail to follow on whatever you might need. And maybe if you got the time and the extra cash, you could flip it over and have a mini paragraph description about each tour stop that would contain the highlights about those personal services that would be available at each location. Think about it. The learn, grow, and earn tour could also stress the variety of maybe jobs that would be available in a certain tour area. you know, and not information about each job, but just where some factories or opportunities might be. And finally, kind of based on different designs and what you could do, you know, the cost of producing this tour sheet could be appropriately shared, you know, and that you, as people go around, you'd be interacting with real people and not just take virtual tours on your technology. You know what I mean. The production of a tour document then could follow a just-in-time approach to ensure that, you know, it could be updated, you know, on a regular basis, so you would have the best opportunities that are out there, okay? Because they're obviously they change all the time. What would this mean to a community? Here's some of the things I think about. The creation and production and usage of that learn, grow, and tour, and earn tour marketing thing would result in a whole bunch of outcomes. Number one would be like an increased awareness of services and locations among everybody, clients, customers, other public health officials, you name it. People would know who else is and what else is out there. Number two, it would be kind of customer friendly as a marketing tool and compatible with, you know, the things that are used in the private sector these days. And number three, blending the organizations together for this marketing purpose would let everybody kind of maximize their effectiveness and the dollars that they have available for some kind of promo stuff. The next one is the creation of this marketing product could allow for adding on new partners and new locations via the computer, like advanced technologies that are available, and with just a couple entries, you'd have another modern tour map. Okay. And next, the opportunity to lessen the concern over what boundaries might be out there. So if you had this map that covered a whole region, think about it, how you would be helping people and the different people in the organizations by having this regional map of what's available. It'd just be so easy. And lastly, the offering of a comprehensive, inclusive model of this inter-organizational partnering would be low cost and high impact. Well, there you have it. You know, you don't think that I've got, you know, ideas all the time. Well, I do. And it's fun to think about innovation and entrepreneurship in the public sector. It doesn't get enough attention. And I know that even something as straightforward as a learn, grow, and earn tour map just would work. So there you have it. That's this month's, you know, learning moment. And I appreciate you for listening. And please share this with other people if you think it would be of value. And we'll talk more next month.